Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
The following podcast contains barnyard language and some adult content, so maybe use headphones if you're listening at work or around small children. Now, here's the show.
Hey, Jalenta.
Hey, Kristen.
It has been 1 week since we lived by, so you want to start a podcast. And you know what that means.
It's time to start another podcast. I mean, it's time for a By the Book mini episode.
Woohoo! That's right. It's time for another By the Book epilogue. And this week, we're looking at the aftermath of living by So You Want to Start a Podcast, finding your voice, telling your story, and building a community that will listen. By me, Kristen Meinzer.
Before we get to this week's responses, we have to do some housekeeping. Reminder, By the Book Live is going to be at the Bell House in Brooklyn on September 6th. Be there. We're going to have special guest Elna Baker from This American Life. It's going to be super fun. Get some tickets. And special surprise when you get your ticket, Kristen.
Yes, every ticket includes a copy of my book, which I'm very happy to autograph. And Jalent and I are both super happy to take selfies with all of you, have deep conversations, answer questions, do whatever you want. We'll do anything you want.
Within reason.
Well, for you, maybe.
Yeah, Kristen will do it all. She's selling a book. I have standards still.
So you can grab your tickets at thebellhouseny.com. That's thebellhouseny.com. Reminder, the show is Friday, September 6th, and we also have a link to tickets in our show notes.
Should we get to thoughts on this week's episode, Kristen?
Yes. So let's start with this letter from Zareen. Zareen says, I'll be honest. Last week, when you announced you were doing your own book, I was kind of skeptical about whether I would enjoy this episode, as much as I support your book launch. I'm not trying to write or produce anything soon, but this behind-the-scenes look was so well done. All caps. Awesome job, and I can't wait to listen to We Love You. Oh, Zareen! Yay. That makes us so happy. We really did want to make a show that was pulling back the curtain and kind of showing how the sausage gets made.
Yeah. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I'd like to think this is my homage to the Reading Rainbow episode where they go behind the scenes on Star Trek Next Gen. So I'm glad you got that effect.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, can we just say LeVar Burton? He's the best.
Dreamboat. Anyway, Kelly wrote us this letter that says, I loved listening to the By the Book episode, Living by Your Book, Kristen, and then the new podcast. Such an awesome way to start it. And it really helped me to appreciate even more all that you both and your team do.
Oh, Kelly, we're so glad you liked it. And I'm personally really glad that she brought up our team also because our team is fantastic. We love them.
They're the best. And they really helped with both the We Love You and last week's episode of By the Book because we wanted to make sure they worked well together. So we had a lot of extra people helping. Like, we're very lucky. Thank you, Nora, John Delore, Lindsay, Harry, right now. Thank you, everyone.
And Andy, Kristen's daughter, who's in the booth right now with Harry. But just a note here also, I want to say, I have worked behind the scenes on shows many times before. I've produced over 24 shows.
Yeah, and launched new shows.
And a lot of times, those people haven't thanked me. So I think it's important to really acknowledge your team. Should we get to some questions and thoughts about We Love You?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Maris says, I love the art for your new show. It's so old school. How did you choose it? In the By the Book episode, you kind of glossed over the process a bit.
How did we choose it?
Oh, we went back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember early on, we both said we liked the classic I Heart NY t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can say for myself, the reason why I like that shirt is partly because it's iconic.
Totally.
It will never really go out of style.
It's just you always know what it means.
You always know what it means. And that whole logo and that campaign for tourism was launched during a time where New York, a lot of people thought was a garbage city.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was covered in graffiti. People thought it was ugly on the outside. But everybody in the ad campaign really believed it was beautiful on the inside. And hopefully that kind of is the same thing we're doing with our show.
Yeah.
Even if people feel that they're garbage, that we just want to remind them they're lovable on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Also, when I was a freshman in high school, my high school did this thing we called sex camp, which was like a sex education retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And the seniors, my freshman year, did a riff on the I Love New York shirt because you got to make a shirt every year when you went to sex camp. And their shirt just said, I heart sex. And then in parentheses, it said education.
Oh, that is so cool.
And I've always, my entire life, been like, someday I'm going to rip that off. So it's a ripoff of a ripoff in my mind. There you go.
But Maris, thanks for writing in about that. Obviously, there's lots of ways to get your show art together. You can hire a student to do it for you. You can just have a photo of yourself.
I've had a friend draw a cartoon. I've had professionals draw stuff. I have used clip art.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it. It can really just be text.
Totally.
Yeah. It's
just whatever
totally
speaks
fine.
To you. Darcy has a very important question, Kristen. Darcy says, I am very much in favor of cheering, and I was happy that your new We Love You theme song included it. Question, is that the two of you cheering? When I was listening to the theme song for By the Book, I always imagine it's Jolenta singing, even though you say it's the Rizzos in the closing credits of the show.
Oh, Darcy, so you like the thought that we're singing and cheering all the time?
It's not us. It's never us.
It's never us. It's not Jolenta. It's just the Rizzos without Jolenta for By the Book and for We Love You. It's actually Stitcher employees, Casey Holford. He just went on to the open floor plan and gathered everybody around and said, when I say 1, 2, 3, you yell we. Okay, 1, 2, 3, we, and then love, and then you. And so that's all of our team members here at Stitcher cheering.
Nora was in there.
The fact that people that we love are actually cheering in that song
makes me very happy.
It makes me so happy, too. It really does. So, Darcy, thanks for noticing that. I'm also very pro-cheering.
Jacob has a question about our new show. Jacob says, I want to be on your new show. How can I be on? What kind of predicaments are acceptable? Do I have to live in Brooklyn? I really need help. Jacob.
We've been getting this question from lots of people since that episode went live. The first season of the show, we did want over half of our guests to be
in like the New York
metro
area.
Because we were dipping our toes in and we wanted to not have too many challenges with time zone differences.
And and Skype issues and whatnot.
Yeah.
And but are we ready? I think we're ready.
I think we can start to accept people in different time zones.
Yeah.
There are a couple of guests in season one that you'll find are outside our time zone.
Mm-hmm,
most of them
mm-hmm.
are. So I think we're at a place where we can have more that are in different time zones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about the predicaments, though?
They need to be like your mid to lower level predicament. I mean, just something that a professional should not need to help you with, right?
Yeah.
Because we're not like professional doctors, therapists, conflict resolutionists.
No, we're not gurus. We're not mediators. We're not Dr. Phil. Thank God. We're none of those things.
Yeah. So I'd say a personal, maybe internal struggle, or like if you're going through a change in your life and you're like, I struggle with accepting change.
Yeah. Or I would like some motivation to get back out there after something happened.
Yeah. Just email us at weloveyoupod@gmail.com and we'll let you know if your predicament's ready to roll or not.
Yeah. weloveyoupod@gmail.com. And several people have already written in.
I know. I've seen so many things come in. On that note, we're going to take a quick break so you guys can go email us and we can do our thing. But when we come back, we're going to address some more questions about Kristen's book and talk about a little contest that she's running. So stick with us.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
We're back, and a lot of you have specific questions about my book, so you want to start a podcast. So let's get to some of those questions.
Angela says, I've had an idea for a podcast for a while and even done a little research, but have never gone forward with it. Now, after listening to your episode, I think it would be a waste of time to even try. You guys have so many resources, producers, writers, artists, musicians, etc. I am one single person with a day job and only a little extra cash to spend on the idea. Maybe I've been delusional about what it takes to start a podcast. Maybe my time hasn't come yet. Kristen, does your book acknowledge people like me who are tight on resources?
Oh, it absolutely does. Jolenta,
totally.
As you know, most podcasters don't have production teams.
No, I've made them all by myself until these last two, you guys.
Yeah, the vast majority of people making shows don't work with a network. They don't have a producer. They're doing it all by themselves. So, Angela, you're very typical, actually, which doesn't mean you're not unique and a beautiful flower. Mm-hmm. But, you know, your situation is very much what my book is targeted
totally. At. Totally. Because while Kristen knows that, like, we now do this for an actual living, it's often a side gig, a hobby, a labor of love. And she gives tons of resources and she gives tons of tips on how to get the things you need as a podcaster, maybe for free or as a favor from a friend.
Yeah, that includes everything from promotion to the music that you use. You can get all of those things for free or for trade with other people. And I want to encourage you, Angela, not to be so hard on yourself. You sound like you're being really hard on yourself here. But seriously, you've got it in you. The main thing is really to just have confidence in your heart that you have the time and the love to give. And it has to be something that you love and to know why you're doing it and to know who it's for. So think about those things. And then it's fine if your show only comes out once every other week. It doesn't have to come out every day of the week. It doesn't have to come out every week. You don't have to make a two-hour show. Every episode can be 15 minutes every other week. So it does not have to completely take over your life. It really doesn't need to.
The fun thing about labors of love is you can decide, like, what love means to you and how much labor your love gets.
Yes. All right. Brianne wrote this. I just listened to your episode about Kristen's new book. Congratulations. And I've just started a podcast myself. My best friend and I started a show called Piece of Cake about wedding planning. I think we've made some great content, but are struggling to get listeners. Before this, neither of us were big social media users, and we don't have any connections in the podcast or media space. In your episode, you mentioned doing public appearances and being on other podcasts, but I'm not sure we have that option. Do you have any more recommendations for starting from scratch? touch, without connections. Also, we would totally be on We Love You for this problem if you're looking for people.
Nice pitch,
nice, nice. Yes, the book definitely covers all of that because most people, when they're starting out, are in the same place as you, Brianna. Most don't have any
Social media presence when I started my podcast. Even when we started By the Book, like, I had very low numbers compared to Kristen.
Well, that's only because I hosted another podcast for 6 years before.
Exactly. Yeah. And when it comes to social media, Brianne, truly, you want to know what I did? I looked up online tutorials on, like, what apps and filters people like on Instagram and, like, the best times to post for shilling your shit and, like, all kinds of stuff. And it literally helped. I have, like, thousands of Instagram followers now because I, like, downloaded 2 apps that help filter my photos and make people want to like them more.
One other thing, and I do go over this in the book, there are ways to find people who are on the same page as you, who are also starting out, who also want to promote their shows, who you can build relationships with.
You have to find your class. That's what we say in comedy, where it's like, find the people who are rising up with you around the same speed, that started around the same time, and help each other. Because eventually one of you is going to break out and y'all drag your friends with you.
Yes, yes. And I mention in the book a number of groups, podcasting clubs, and so on that you can join. Because part of being a great podcaster is just owning that identity also. Yeah. And then being around other people who podcast. And so there are ways to do this. You do not have to be an insider in the industry.
No, you don't have to know people. Like, seriously, all I do is search, like, this show and contact info if I think it's a good match. It's easy to find contact info online.
Yes.
Our next question comes from Jayan, and I apologize in advance if I have messed up your name. The question is, for the longest time, I've been interested in starting my own podcast about city life and urban history with a twist. Only problem is my potential co-hosts are all living back home in Turkey while I am in Berlin, Germany. So my question is about how to host a podcast while you are living in 2 separate cities. I'm asking this specifically to Kristen because I know she used to produce Happier with Gretchen Rubin, a show where the hosts live in 2 different cities. Kristen, do you cover this in your book?
Yes, obviously I cover this in my book because this is such a common question. There are so many hosts who live on opposite coasts, like Call Your Girlfriend, Satellite Sisters.
Even just like Kristen was just in New Zealand and we had to record a mini episode when she was across the world, upside down, and in a different day.
Yes. And did we mention it was winter? Yes, I think we did.
Oh my gosh, in a different season.
But this is a very, very common situation. And there are so many ways to connect with people. If you want to, one of the easiest things to do might be just to have a decent microphone and recording system on your end. And then your friend who's back in Turkey can record on their end with a decent microphone and a recording system. And then if you want to, you can just get on the phone and talk to each other and not record the phone call. Just record yourself talking
record
into the microphones.
Each side. And mush them together.
Yes, yes. So that's one of the most common ways to do it. And in my opinion, probably the most high quality way, because then it sounds like both of you have clean sounding audio and you can mess with each other's audio too. So if one of you is coughing, you can just like mute that while you're talking. Each of your tracks are separate. So that's just one idea, but there are a million other ways to do it. Some people do Skype. Some people have special programs. There are more and more programs being set up for podcasters now.
All kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of ways to do it. I don't want to list them all here because it's getting a little bit in the weeds for all the people who are not podcasters.
No tech talk. Come on.
All right. We got this letter from Sarah. Sarah says, do you have an audiobook, Kristen? I would love to listen to it. That's how I take in most of my lit these days, and I would love to hear you read it, or in the very least, an audiobook. So there's both.
She read it. She was all like, oh, I gotta go record my audiobook. Hold on. It was very exciting for me to hear about.
But audiobook has certain benefits to it. For example, if you're used to listening to me talk already, you'll just be like, oh, I'm used to that. I don't have any big obstacle to jump into or to wade into. And I really believe I sound fully like myself in my audiobook.
I believe it.
Because I wrote the book completely in my language.
It's very much in her voice, you guys. Puns and all.
Yes. And one benefit of the audiobook is you get to hear me actually demonstrating what people call vocal fry. I demonstrate other things too, Valley Girl speak and so on. And then on top top of that, I do things that you can hear me not using the microphone correctly. So here I am wandering off mic.
Oh my gosh.
So
you can hear. You do like actual like sound examples. That's very cool.
So that's one of the benefits of the audiobook. I will, full disclosure, just say though that in the ebook or the print version of the book, it might be a little easier to look at all the examples of show outlines. Because the show outlines, when you're hearing them, it's not the end of the world. But I think a lot of people, if they're making their own show outlines, want to look at another one while they're writing theirs up.
I know. I look at my old ones.
Yes. Oh, we both do all the time. So I'll just say, I think all versions of the books have certain advantages. So just buy all three kinds.
Just get them all.
Yeah.
Collect them all. They're like Pokemon, but the same book.
Hardcover. Do it all. Just buy it all.
All right, Kristen, we got one last comment about your book from Dave, and then I'm going to force you to tell everyone about your secret contest.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Dave says, in your most recent episode, you mentioned that so you want to start a podcast, maybe apply to other creative endeavors. And I just want to say that I'm a musician, and yes, I think that's very true. The book covers everything from knowing who your audience is and being authentic to your voice, to how to give interviews and how to promote yourself, and deal with mean criticism. I honestly just bought the book to support Kristen and the show, but I'm positive I'll be referring to it regularly.
Oh, Dave, yay!
That makes me very happy because I feel like storytellers should always know that their stuff is worth promoting and shilling, even if it's not in a podcast form or like the trendy form. Like, I don't care what form it's in, shill it.
Yes, yes. And so if you're a musician, shill it. If you are a blogger, shill it. And then not just shill it, but know how to deal when people are saying mean crap to you, because they will say mean crap. That's just part of it.
And yeah,
all the different parts that go into just making sure that when you're making something where your identity and voice is at the center, that you can do it with confidence. So, Dave, I'm just really happy to hear that.
All right. Britt has this question for you, Kristen. Britt says, Kristen, I remember it being mentioned in a prior episode that we could win a pep talk from Dean if we posted a photo on social media of ourselves reading your book. Is that still happening? What are the rules? I need some Dean in my life.
Yes, it's still happening. So this is how it works. You can take a photo of yourself or your pet reading my book. By the way, this is something listeners just decided on, to start posting photos of their animals.
It's a thing.
The listeners started it.
I've seen it with lots of books.
Yeah, so people have been posting photos of themselves and or their pets reading my book. And when they post it on Instagram, they tag me at K10Mindzer. That's K10Mindzer, using the hashtag So You Want to Start a Podcast. And if you're on Twitter, people have been posting at Kristen Mindzer, taking me at Kristen Mindzer, again with the hashtag So You Want to Start a Podcast.
I'll be sure that Frank posts a picture of himself on our social media accounts reading the book.
Oh, that would be great.
If it's an animal reading a book type day.
But, God, we've gotten hundreds of photos, and I've been reposting some of the photos because some of the animals are so freaking cute. There's this very sensual cat that posted the other day.
She's sensual.
She's quite robust, and her belly is right out there with her – everything's showing.
You mean she's Rubenesque?
She's beautiful. She's beautiful. And then there's a turtle. There's a rabbit. There's been every kind of pet you can imagine.
Have you had a pet rat yet?
Not a pet rat.
Get on it, rat people.
We've had an aerial artist. We've had people on airplanes. People standing in airports reading my book.
Lots of airport photos.
So just take a photo, tag me on either Instagram or on Twitter, and then this goes up until the very last day of August 2019. And then at the end of the month, Dean and I will very randomly just select from a hat three different people who will receive very short voicemail pep talk from Dean, 3 minutes or less. So we'll write back to three people and say, hey, you're a winner. What do you want a pep talk about? And then Dean will just record one for you and send it to you.
And he's the most optimistic motherfucker with a good accent you'll ever meet.
He's so loving. He promises to try his best to make you feel good about
whatever it is. Seriously, just such a good guy.
Yeah, he's really, really great. So those are the rules of the contest. Hope you participate, because I just love seeing all these pictures of cute animals. I love it. But you don't have to have an animal. It can be yourself, too. That's fine.
Your cute self.
Yes. All right. We're going to take another quick break. But when we come back, we'll have one last listener question. And of course, we'll announce next week's book.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, we are back, and apparently we have one last question from a listener named Beck.
Yes, Beck says, Jolenta, will you be writing a book at some point teaching us how to be better stand-up comics or live storytellers? I would love for you to write one, and then for Kristen to be forced to get on stage and do it. Thanks, Beck. I think that would be such fun to eavesdrop on, especially for those of us out here with stage fright.
Well, Beck, no. No.
Why not?
I'll never be writing a book about that.
Jolenta, you would be so good at that.
It's such an individual process. I am sure my process is not healthy or good for me. Like, I am not doing as much stand-up or storytelling as I'd like, so I really don't think I'd be a good author about a book on how to, like, pretend you're not failing at a thing you say you do. But I appreciate the sentiment. I do want to make Kristen speak publicly for a book regardless. No, I just think it's such an individual process that I could never claim to be an expert, where, like, Kristen has had many a job making podcasts from beginning to end and had a – she's, like, an actual expert in this. And people, you know, pay her to give, you know, the speech version of her book all over the country. People, like, pay me not to talk about my stand-up process, I feel like.
But, oh, that being said, everybody should go out and see Jolenta perform anytime you can, because she is so good.
It's a rare occurrence these days.
I've seen Jolenta many times in every kind of venue. I'm talking, like, large venues.
So many bar basements.
Small rooms. I've seen you in every situation.
She's seen me in, like, an apartment with a cheese tray going around.
That was delicious
cheese.
That was
somehow also a performance space.
So good. Oh, yeah. Oh, we have a live show. Just go see Jolenta at our live show.
Just do that. It'll be great. Same as reading a book by me.
Yes. All right. Thank you, everybody, who wrote in with your letters and questions this week. We so appreciate it. Reminder, you can always join our Facebook community by logging on to facebook.com/groups/BTBpod. There are always vibrant conversations happening there.
So vibrant.
So definitely do that. And now, it's time, Jolenta.
It's time to announce our next book. And next week's book is... Not a book.
No, there's not a book next week. We're going on our between seasons break, but between seasons, we always release episodes every other week. Of course, we always start with the season wrap-up show. That's where we go through every single book of the season and talk about what stuck, what didn't.
What was so torture.
On. Yes.
So the season 5 wrap-up will come out 2 weeks from today. And after that, we'll have an Ask Us Anything episode and a Husbands Tell All episode. So if you have any questions for those.
Oh, and a Nora episode.
Ooh, you want to know about our new producer, Nora?
Yeah, she's been with us for a season and a half now, and she's even co-hosted an episode.
But I know.
We know that people are curious about her. Yes. So questions for all of us, including Nora, including the husbands. No
Even
questions
Frank,
too personal.
My dog, will answer some as well.
Yes, Frank is always hilarious.
Don't get him going on politics. You know.
Get him started.
He is quite conservative. But
he is, but also very funny.
Well, that's it for this mini episode of By the Book. Huge, huge thank you to our fabulous production team at Stitcher, especially Harry Huggins, who produced this episode.
Woohoo, Harry!
Thank you, as always, to Nora Ritchie, Andy Kristen's daughter. Not Kristen's daughter. That's her last name. And Casey Holford. Thanks also to Nate Wida, who composed our theme song, and, of course, to the Rizzos, who performed that theme song.
Reminder, we also have a season of the show called By the Book Authors Tell All, exclusively available on Stitcher Premium. It features interviews with some of the authors whose books we've lived by, including some authors who maybe thought I didn't live by the book correctly.
Yeah, America's Cheapest Family takes Kristen down. Also, I talked to Countess Luann, so I think it's worth it just to hear me be so starstruck.
Yes, Jolenta does hold it together on that and does not scream through the whole
thing. It's probably the quietest I've ever been in an episode, period.
So respectful. I know. Respectful of the Countess.
I don't interrupt the Countess at all. Weird, Kristen.
Head on over to StitcherPremium.com and use promo code BOOK for a free month of By the Book Authors Tell All.
And stay in touch. Let us know if you've read So You Want to Start a Podcast. You can send us your feedback, any questions, suggestions for future books to live by, all at KristenAndJolenta@gmail.com.
You can also tweet us at JolentaG, at Kristen Meinzer, or at ByTheBookPod. And we have our phone number you can call as well, 302-49-BOOKS. That's 302-492-6657.
Also, please rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen, because it helps people find our show. And if you haven't already, just tell people about the show. Word of mouth, you guys, it's a real thing.
Yes, until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye-bye. I was trying to covertly take a sip, but then I did my timing wrong. Turns out you can always tell if I'm hiding food in my mouth.
Stitcher.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.